Like to call the Sixth Osage Nation Congress to order. The date is September the 18th, 2019. The time is 10 a.m. First item on the agenda is prayer. I've asked Mr. Brock if he would render our morning prayer. Luke.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the few things that I enjoy doing outside of Congress here is a company called Stage Right Productions. And they have a verse that I'd like to share, since there's been so many that have shared their verses. It's 1 Corinthians 10:31. Do it all for the glory of God. And this honorable Congress has done so much for our Osage people, and I want to thank you all so much, and it's an honor to be a part of this Congress for the past year and a half. And I thank you very much, and now if we may pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this beautiful day that you've given us, and Lord, I thank you so much for these honorable people who have so much decisions to make. And I pray for executive, legislative, judicial, all of our workers, our employees, and we thank you so much for each and every one of them. And I ask that you just keep your hand on every one of them so that we can do so much for our people. Now guide us and direct us this day in the way that you'd have us to go. I ask these things on your precious holy name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Brock. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
That's you.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Tillman.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next item is approval of the journal. Please look over the journal from yesterday, September 17th. Congressman Walker.
Motion to approve the journal.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Next, we are on reports of select committees. Are there any reports of select committees? Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met this morning. We are reporting Bill ONCA 1973, an act to provide an appropriation to the Village Committee funds in the amount of $365,220 for fiscal year 2020 and to establish an alternate effective date. Eli Potts is a sponsor. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other reports of select committees? Moving on, any reports of standing committees? Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Speaker. Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee met regarding Bill Number ONCA 1981, an act to appropriate $500,000 to the Economic Development Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn, and the final committee action was due pass with amendments voting yes for Pratt, Whitehorn, Lemon, Stabler, Walker, 1 no vote, Goodfox. We also met regarding ONCR 1918, a resolution to authorize the principal chief of the Osage Nation to execute real property leases and right-of-way easements on restricted Indian lands and trust lands on behalf of the Osage Nation through October 1st, 2020. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. The final committee action was due pass, voting yes. Goodfox, Pratt, Whitehorn, Lemon, Walker, Stabler.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 1918 on third reading on tomorrow's agenda after engrossment.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, say no.
No.
There's 1 no. Is that it?
What if there's one?
Motion passes. ONCR 1918 will be placed on third reading on tomorrow's agenda after engrossment. ONCA 1981 will advance to general order. Any other reports of standing committees? Seeing none. Move on to bills and resolutions on first reading. Are there any bills or resolutions on first reading? Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to read in ONCA 1990, an act to authorize and appropriate $500,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for the Wake and Iron Building in the Pawhuska Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman. ONCA 1990 will be placed in the Culture Committee. We are now on general order day one. Second reading. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to read ONCA 1968, an act to authorize and appropriate $210,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for equipment purchases and to establish an alternate effective date. I'd also like to read ONCA 1974, an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $2,162,450 and to establish an alternate effective date. If I may continue, ONCA 1987, an act to authorize and appropriate $180,000 to the Osage Nation Foundation to be administered and distributed as donations and arts matching grants and to establish an alternate effective date. And ONCA 1988, an act to authorize and appropriate $20,000 to the Regional Gathering Fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. Congresswoman Stabler.
ONCA 1979, an act to amend the Criminal Procedure Code to update the jury selection process and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman. ONCA 1968, ONCA 1974, ONCA 1979, ONCA 1987, and ONCA 1988 will advance to General Order Day 2 on tomorrow's agenda. Now on to General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 1983, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $464,159 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules and hold ONCA 1983 on General Order Day 2 on Thursday's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. ONCA 1983, I believe you said General Order Day 2 on tomorrow's agenda.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Next, ONCA 1984, an act to authorize and appropriate $830,701 to the matching grant fund for the listed grants and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have an amendment to offer to ONC 1984, page 9, strike section 8. Matching grants appropriation and renumber section 9.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion, it just goes. Are there any other amendments to be made on ONCA 1984? Next is ONCR 1921, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2020. Sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Seeing none, ONCR 1921 will advance to third reading on tomorrow's agenda after engrossment. Next, we are on third reading. ONCA 1973, an act to provide an appropriation to the Village Committee funds in the amount of $305,220 for fiscal year 2020 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, how would you like to proceed?
Point of clarification.
I believe the title may be incorrect. It's stated on third reading. And,
365. Is that the?
Yes.
My apologies. I'll restate. ONCA 1973, an act to provide an appropriation to the Village Committee funds in the amount of $365,220 for fiscal year 2020 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. How would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against this at this time? Seeing none, Congressman Potts.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. Question is, shall ONCA 1973 pass?
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Opposed, say no. Alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1973 will advance to enrollment. Next, we're on motions and notices. Are there any motions and notices? I have one. There is a request for discharge from committee. ONCA 1977, discharge from the Osage Nation Congressional Committee on Commerce, Gaming, and Land, has met the requirements. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to commit the sections of ONCA 1977, discharge from the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee to the Appropriation Committee, and request chair communicate relevant information pertaining to those sections to the to appropriations.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The motion passes. Are there any other motions and notices at this time? Congressman Mason.
Health and Social Services will meet at 4 p.m. this afternoon.
Thank you, sir. Congressman Big Horse.
Culture will meet from 1 to 4 today.
Thank you, sir. Congresswoman Stabler.
Reminder that tomorrow is the congressional photograph immediately. Friday. Oh, I'm sorry. Nope. I'm on the wrong day. Reminder okay. That Friday is the congressional portrait immediately following session.
Will you remind us again tomorrow as well?
I'll remind you tomorrow.
One last thing. There has been a request for congressional participation September the 28th. From the Boy Scouts of America. They're having a parade here that morning. They're going to send me a flyer once I get it. I'll send it out to the body of Congress. Those of you that wish to participate, let me know so I can let them know. You know how parades are here in Pasco. They're pretty short and sweet. Probably jump in the back of somebody's pickup or walk through the thing. I'm not sure. Once I get the flyer, though, I'll send it out. And I think executive branch is doing a little something, not sure, but it's with the Boy Scouts of America, and I will send that out once I get the flyer. Any other motions and notices? Congresswoman Pratt.
Motion to adjourn until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Motion passes. We are adjourned until tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Today in term talk, it says